WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. On this Memorial Day, a tribute to fallen veterans. President Trump has just laid a wreath at Arlington National Cemetery. Trump says he will delay his 50% tariffs on the European Union to allow talks to continue. Analyst Rebecca Christie.
The EU would like to de-escalate. If there's a compromise that can be found that would take the tension out of the system, that would just pull everyone back from the brink.
Trump had grown frustrated with the negotiations. He had a change of heart after a weekend phone conversation with the EU president. Trump lashed out at Vladimir Putin yesterday, and overnight Russia launched its biggest drone attack yet on Ukraine. Germany now says it and its allies will remove range limits on weapons provided to Ukraine, a move the Kremlin calls quite dangerous. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State Republicans have introduced legislation that would require the universities of Wisconsin system to offer 24-hour access to virtual mental health providers. The bill, introduced by State Senator Jesse James and State Representative Todd Novak, is based on a program already offered at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It does not, however, include funding for the program. UW system officials say their current mental health services funding is set to expire in June, and they've included continued funding in their biennial budget request. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and a coalition of states have been granted a preliminary injunction stopping the Trump administration from eliminating the U.S. Department of Education. The Wisconsin Department of Justice announced the court order on Thursday, which restricts the administration from implementing mass layoffs and transferring the management of federal student loans and special education functions to other agencies. The court order also requires the Department of Education to reinstate previously laid off federal employees. An Eau Claire man accused of pointing a handgun at someone while threatening them was arrested on Friday. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, officers were attempting to locate 47-year-old Leo Lacey regarding the incident shortly after noon. After finding his vehicle and initiating a traffic stop, Lacey allegedly drove away and later crashed in the Margaret Street and Badger Avenue area. Nearby schools entered lockdown protocols, and Lacey was taken into custody just before 2 p.m. A loaded handgun was allegedly recovered nearby. The Eau Claire Police Department says they're seeing a higher number of calls to respond to issues with the unhoused population in the area. Department officials say they responded to over 3,000 calls involving unhoused people in 2024, more than half of which came from the North District of the city. The unhoused population has seen notable growth in the city over the last few years, including in the number of unhoused individuals from other areas of the state that are not able to offer as many support services as the city of Eau Claire can. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack is back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers return to the practice field tomorrow for the start of OTAs, organized team activities. It's the next step in the team's offseason program to see what they've got in rookie wide receivers like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, selected in the draft. Hockey, the Milwaukee Admirals season came to an end last night. They lost 3-2 at home to the Texas Stars to end their playoff run. Baseball, Brewers with a 3-game series at home against the Boston Red Sox today through Wednesday. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates on Sunday, thanks to RBI doubles from Caleb Durbin and Bryce Terang, who was just 1-for-24 heading into the game.
I'm not even really scuffling. I'm hitting balls hard, just right to people. It's big to get that run, but like I said earlier, it's Durbin to move the chain. You know, those guys to have good at-bats is the reason why I even got an opportunity. So you can go down a big rabbit hole.
That's the Brewers' Bryce Terang. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll drop down to 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Top of the Tuesday to you. A little funny moment this morning. Senator Maggie Hassan, was interviewing Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, cabinet official, the chief law enforcement officer for the nation, arguably. And she said, "What is habeas corpus?" And Kristi Noem says, "Habeas corpus is the constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country." And Senator Hassan says, "No, that's incorrect." And of course it is. You know, habeas corpus is Latin for produce the body, and it basically means that you can't be thrown in jail without a court proceeding, without an opportunity to fight back. And, you know, to have Kristi Noem have no frigging clue what habeas corpus is shocking. Absolutely shocking. Anyhow, we have a lot to talk about today. In addition to that, the final checkmate, Republicans move to destroy the balance of power. I'm going to get into this, and then Erwin Chemerinsky, professor, distinguished professor of law, dean of the University of California at Berkeley's Law School, is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour for a quick interview about this very issue. This is absolutely shocking what is now in this, you know, big, beautiful billionaire tax cut law or bill or, you know, that the House is pushing. Also, a huge warning on the loss of freedoms of speech and the press in the United States under Trump. In the second hour of our program, the Trump administration is investigating and charging their political opponents now. And if you're Venezuelan and here legally, you could still end up in prison or deported. I'll tell you about that. And Trump's no taxes on tips has become instead no health care for restaurant workers. I'll lay out the details to that in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of our program, Donald Trump tries to BS Americans about his phone conversation with Putin, but Russia isn't going to let him get away with it. Yeah. You know, Putin is still playing him like a fiddle. And FEMA is AWOL in tornado-ravaged parts of America. Are we surprised? We'll get into that in the third hour of the program. But to start out, my daily take today over at HartmanReport.com is titled "The Final Checkmate, Republicans Move to Destroy the Balance of Power." And here's how it works. This idea of a three-part government where power is broken into three sections, three different divisions of government, the legislative, the executive, and the judiciary. This idea originated in many ways with the Iroquois Confederacy and the famed lawyer, late 17th, early 18th century lawyer Montesquieu, if I'm correct on the dates there. Double check me. But he wrote this famous book called The Something of Laws, The Essence of Laws, or words to that effect. Anyhow, that really animated the founders. I mean, Jefferson and Adams in particular, constantly having conversations about this. Thomas Paine as well, Alexander Hamilton. And Montesquieu's idea was the reason that dictators emerge, even in democratic societies like Greece and Rome, ancient Rome, the reason the dictators emerge is because there are no checks on their power. And so let's create three branches of government, and each one has relatively equal power in terms of their ability to constrain the other two. So Congress can pass laws telling the Supreme Court what they can and cannot vote on and defining their budget. And even defining, you know, when they meet and what they, you know, how many members they have. So Congress can regulate the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court can tell Congress, no, that law that you just passed is unconstitutional. We're going to strike it down. Both those groups can restrain the president. Congress can pass laws saying the president may or may not do a particular thing. You know, can't get rich quick, can't take airplanes, can't, you know, whatever. You know, they can pass laws that have to do with campaign finance and how the president can run or not run for re-election. All these kinds of, how many terms the president can have. So Congress can regulate the president. And the Supreme Court can enforce those regulations against the president. And in fact, the entire federal court system can. And then, of course, the president has the power to have oversight over Congress. If he thinks somebody in Congress is doing something wrong, he has the police power of the nation. He can have them investigated or arrested, as we just saw with this representative in I believe it was in Maryland. And the president also has, with regard to the Supreme Court, you know, some say in as much as the president has to nominate Supreme Court justices. They all have to pass through the Article II branch to become the Article III or become members of the Article III branch. So here we have three branches of government that check each other. Keep in mind, you have to have all three checking each other functionally to not end up with a dictatorship. So here's what's happened. Congress has completely surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have completely surrendered their power to President Trump. So they are no longer checking Trump, regardless of how bad his impulses may be. Which means that the only limit to Trump's power right now is the courts. That's it. I mean, you could argue that the press plays some role, but not really. I mean, the press is designed to inform us, but it really doesn't have power. And so what they have now put into this new, big, beautiful billionaire tax cut bill is this just absolutely insane quote, which says, and this is the law, it says, or the proposed law, this is the amendment to the big brutal bill. No court of the United States may use appropriated funds, see this is the Congress using its power of the purse, may use appropriated funds to enforce a contempt citation for failure to comply with an injunction or temporary restraining order if no security was given when the injunction or order was issued. Now, what this means, let's say that the ACLU decides to sue the Trump administration for, you know, violating our civil rights. What this says is if the ACLU does not put up a bond when they make that lawsuit, then, and the judge rules in favor of the ACLU, and Trump refuses to follow or even acknowledge the court's order, as is largely what's happening right now with the Supreme Court's order that Kilmer Garcia be brought back to the United States, a 9-0 ruling. The only way that the court system can enforce their rulings is through the power of what's called contempt of court. They can hold the individual lawyer who is arguing on behalf of Donald Trump in contempt and throw his or her, you know, butt in jail. They can hit them with fines that get progressively greater and greater and greater. This is the only way that the courts can enforce their orders. Otherwise, it's just moral persuasion. Now, the kicker is that when you sue the administration for violation of civil rights laws or violations of, habeas corpus or whatever it may be, nobody ever puts up bond. there are thousands of these lawsuits, or hundreds of these lawsuits, certainly that are, you know, high visibility versions of it, against the Trump administration right now. There's not a bond involved in a single one. So what this means is that if the courts, basically what it means is that the administration is free to ignore the courts, and the courts can't enforce their actions with a contempt of court citation. Dr. Chemerinsky, who, as I mentioned, will be a guest on the program at the bottom of the hour, he said, he wrote yesterday on the Just Security blog, he said, without this contempt power, judicial orders are meaningless and can be ignored. There's no way to understand this except as a way to keep the Trump administration from being restrained when it violates the Constitution or otherwise breaks the law. This would be a stunning restriction on the power of the federal courts. The Supreme Court has long recognized that the contempt power is integral to the authority of the federal courts. Without the ability to enforce judicial orders, they are rendered mere advisory opinions which parties are free to disregard. He says this is an effort by the Trump administration to negate one of the few checks that exist on its power. This is just over the top. And this is right now in this legislation that the House is voting on today and that, you know, they're going to be sending to the Senate. It is time to call your members of the House and Senate and tell them to stop this, this piece of this law that would eliminate federal court's ability to hold the administration in contempt of court. 202-224-3121 is the phone number for members of Congress. It's for the Congressional Switchboard. Give them a call and let them know what you're thinking. If we don't, we should all be practicing our Heil Trump salutes like Elon does.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
16 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails is a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now I can get you 45% off, but only for a limited time, at getnativepath.com/Tom. 8 million jars sold, 8,000 five-star reviews, 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging.
Not a shot or scream was heard. No breaking news, no marching boots, just a line buried in a word. Three branches turned to tinder, and the match was struck with stealth. While billionaires bought silence, and democracy was shelved. This is the final checkmate. King stands all alone. No court, no law, no balance left. Just marble turned to stone. They sold the soul of justice for a tax cut and a throne. This is the final checkmate, and the tyrant's taken home. Judges cry contempt, but the gavel hits the air. No chains, no jail, no justice left, just darkness draped in care. The House has bowed and yielded, the Senate sealed its fate, while freedom's ghost walks restless through a rusting White House gate. History forgets the tame. This is not some distant war. It's right here at our door. This is the final checkmate. where silence is the crime. The Constitution bleeding ink erased in real time. They crown the man who mocks the law and strip the courts of might. This is the final checkmate. Now stand or lose the fight. So call the halls of power, shout through every gate before we learn too late, too late. This is the final checkmate.
Welcome back. There you go, the final checkmate. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour, and let's pick up a call here, and then we'll, because Erwin Chemerinsky is coming up next. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I am just so thankful for you, Rachel, and Lawrence for giving us the real news. Thank you. Thank you. Tom, I was blown away watching Rachel and the corruption of Kushner and Don Jr.
Yeah.
They think they have the power to do anything they want in another country. The Syrians didn't let Trump Jr. and Kushner get away with it. They wanted to go in there and tear down a historical monument that the people kept.
Yeah, that was Serbia, not Syria. Syria, the way that the former terrorist Al-Qaeda leader who now runs Syria, the way that he and killed American soldiers, the way he got Trump to suck up to him is he's offering him a Trump Tower in Damascus. But back to Serbia.
Yes. So they kept the building in Serbia, and it was bombed in the 90s by NATO. And so here's the thing. Kushner had a historian write a government form that said they could tear it down. And Serbia monuments.
That's okay. I can finish it for you. It's a forgery. I mean, it's just insane, isn't it, Jessica?
The guy's in prison.
Yeah, yeah. It's a forgery that is allowing Don Jr. and Donald to build this property on this historic site in Serbia. It's insane. Jessica, thank you for the call. Dr. Chemerinsky is up next. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You're going to want to hear what the dean of the UC Berkeley Law School has to say about this sticker.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206.
Pat Kreitlow. On Tuesday, author Laura Bird talks about some of the upcoming books for your summer reading list and how she finds out about those new books that are being released.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say the proposed cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program could cost residents as much as $314 million each year. The cuts were included in the budget bill passed by the House of Representatives last week and will now head to the Senate for consideration. A DHS report estimated that around 90,000 residents could lose their current SNAP benefits under the cuts. The cuts would also force the state to pay a portion of the program costs based on its payment error rate. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation on Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. The Rice Lake City Council is set to once again consider the purchase of the National Guard Armory building at their meeting on Tuesday night. The Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs had previously offered to sell the property to both Barron County and the city of Rice Lake. Barron County decided against pursuing the purchase, but the city of Rice Lake has been seeking public input on potential uses for the property if they purchased it. The 1,800-square-foot East Barker Street property has an appraised value of $550,000. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys is among the nonprofits selected to administer and distribute $2 million in grant funding from the Otto Bremer Trust. United Way Wisconsin will distribute the grant funding to local nonprofits across the state, with grant awards of up to $75,000 available. United Way, St. Croix, and Red Cedar Valleys serves residents in the Northwest Wisconsin region, including Burnett, Dunn, Pepin, Pierce, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Local nonprofits can submit their applications for the grant funding online. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, we'll drop down to 52. Tomorrow, cloudy with an isolated shower or thundershower and a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For a friend, go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. On the line with us is the Dean and Jesse H. Choper Distinguished Professor of Law at the University of California, Dean of the Berkeley Law School, author of over 20 books, including his latest, No Democracy Lasts Forever, How the Constitution Threatens the United States, which was published last year. He's authored over 200 law review articles, a frequent contributor to op-ed pages in major newspapers. UC Berkeley Law at bluesky.social is his Blue Sky handle. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, Professor, welcome back to the program. It's been a while since we've spoken, and I'm so glad you could be with us today.
It has truly my pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. I was shocked by your article that was published at justsecurity.org yesterday, and cited it in my own rant this morning. Let's start at the beginning. The original idea of the founders was that there would be three branches of government that would have the ability to check the power of each other in order to avoid the rise of a dictator. This was the big innovation of America back in the 1770s. You want to speak to that and the importance right now of, you know, now that particularly that Congress has surrendered, or at least Republicans in Congress have surrendered all their oversight power to Donald Trump, that the courts stand in that breach?
The framers of the Constitution were deeply distrustful of executive power. They believed, as you just said, in separation of powers and checks and balances. James Madison, in Federalist Paper Number 10, said, and I quote, "The accumulation of all powers, executive, legislative, and judicial, in the same hands is the very definition of tyranny." Alexander Hamilton, in Federalist Number 78, talked about the importance of judicial review. The words in the Constitution are meaningless unless they're enforced, and we need the courts there to enforce them.
So the mechanism of enforcement, I mean, you know, Congress can, you know, pull money from the president or from the Supreme Court, Article 3, Section 2. They can even regulate, not just regulate the court, but arguably define what the court can rule on. The court has the power to, and they can oversee the executive branch as well, and investigate it and all kinds of things. The Supreme Court and all the inferior federal courts, the only power, my understanding is, the only way that they can actually enforce their decisions is through the power of contempt of court. Can you fill us in on that, explain that?
The courts don't have, in the words of Alexander Hamilton, the power of the sword. They don't have a military to enforce their orders. They don't have the power of the purse. And so what they do have is contempt power. Courts can issue orders, and if anyone violates those orders, they can be held in contempt of court. There's criminal contempt that has criminal penalties. There's civil contempt where somebody's fined or put in jail until they comply with a court order. But without the contempt power, courts are really rendered powerless.
So here we have a Congress that has already surrendered its power to Donald Trump, and the court system that is sort of holding the line here. The Supreme Court, for example, has said that Mr. Garcia must be returned to the United States 9-0, and that's, you know, the administration's ignoring that. So the only power the court has to enforce this is contempt. And along come the Republicans in the House of Representatives and say, we're going to blow that up too?
They've put a provision into the large budget bill that says, in essence, that federal courts cannot use their contempt power in any case if a bond was not required with regard to a temporary restraining order, a preliminary injunction, or an injunction. And this applies to all court orders that have ever been issued. So generally, courts don't require bonds when there's constitutional cases against the United States government. It doesn't make sense to require Abrego Garcia to post a monetary bond to be able to come into federal court. But what this would say is to the order in that case, in every order in a school desegregation case, prison reform case, antitrust case that's ever been issued, it is from now on unenforceable by contempt if the judge at the time didn't require a bond. And as I said, bonds almost never have been required in suits against the United States.
And the way contempt would work, generally speaking, right now, and I'm not an attorney, but my understanding is that a judge could start with the lawyer who's standing in front of them, you know, say the Trump administration lawyer who's defending their refusal to bring back Mr. Garcia, and hold that person in contempt and throw them in jail or fine them with progressively greater fines. And then they could reach beyond that even. And is it possible that they could even hold the administration itself in contempt or even the president in contempt?
Likely they can't hold the president in contempt because in 1982, the Supreme Court said that presidents can't be held civilly liable for that they do in discharging the duties of the office. And last July, the Supreme Court said a president can't be held criminally liable for official acts. But anybody else who violates a court order can be held in contempt. Agencies can and at times have been held in contempt. And so what this would do is say no court orders against the federal government, against any level of government, against anyone could be enforced by contempt unless a monetary bond had been required. This would make all of the orders that have ever been issued unenforceable.
Wow. And tell me if I'm overstating this. Without congressional oversight, and without the ability of the courts to enforce their own orders, it seems to me that we're left with one of these three branches of government essentially holding all the power, the police power, basically all the power, and that would be the president. Doesn't this, in essence, turn Donald Trump into a dictator?
It's not coincidental that Republicans are trying to limit the judicial check on the president at the same time that Donald Trump is claiming unprecedented executive authority. If the president can violate the Constitution and there's no court that can enforce an order against him, then you really do have a dictatorship. There's no limits on what the individual can do.
This is deeply shocking. And this is in this legislation that these guys are promoting. Why do you think it is that to the best of my knowledge, you're the first person to have sounded the alarm on this, and there seems to be no interest among the American press in this. What's it going to take? Why would it be that this is just being treated like, it's just another little provision in the law?
I'm not the first person to sound the alarm. Others have recognized it. I think in answer to your question, some of it is it seems to be about a technical issue concerning civil procedure. It involves applying a particular rule of the federal rules of civil procedure. Some of it is that it's a small provision in an extremely large budget bill. Now, my hope is if it passes the House, and obviously I hope it won't, but then when it gets to the Senate parliamentarian will say that this isn't about budget at all. It therefore isn't properly in a budget reconciliation bill, which would mean it would then be subject to a Senate filibuster.
Oh, interesting. And so that would be, if we're reaching out to our senators, that would be something to encourage.
Well, I think what we most need to do is what you're doing, publicizing this so that people understand that it's there and the consequences of it. Again, the idea would be that this gets stripped out of the budget bill in the House. But if it goes to the Senate, then the next most important thing will hopefully be the parliamentarian of the Senate will make a ruling on whether this is a budget matter. If it's not a budget matter, then it's not part of the reconciliation bill, and then it's subject to a Senate filibuster. The thing about it being a reconciliation is that reconciliation bills under the so-called Byrd rule are not subject to a filibuster.
Right, right. But although they can only last for 10 years. My recollection, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, is that during the last Trump term, the parliamentarian in the House refused to go along with some provision of some law that the Trumpies wanted, and they've replaced that person. They fired her, as I recall. To what extent is the parliamentarian in the Senate subject to political pressure. How hopeful are you that this person will be able to maintain their independence and strip this out of this legislation?
I am very hopeful. I mean, the parliamentarians have traditionally been politically independent. There's a benefit to the Congress in having people make those procedural rulings who aren't making them for political reasons. Obviously, we're seeing so many unprecedented things. We could see an effort here to try to undermine the independence of the parliamentarian. But at this point, for this bill, I think that may be our best hope.
Yeah. We're speaking with Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, the dean of the University of California, Berkeley School of Law, an author of more than 20 books. Any final thoughts on this?
Let me tie this together with something that was heard in the Supreme Court last week, and that's whether federal courts can continue to issue nationwide injunctions. Notice that what the Trump administration is trying to do is lessen the power of the federal courts to be a check, eliminating the ability of a federal court to issue a nationwide injunction, make it much harder to check the president. Limiting the ability of a federal court to enforce its orders by contempt would limit a check on the president. And I think at a time we're seeing a president claiming such unprecedented authority, we should be very wary of lessening the few checks that exist on the president, the few ways we have of enforcing the guardrails of democracy.
Yeah. Amen. Professor Erwin Chemerinsky, distinguished professor of law at the University of California, Berkeley School of Law since 2017, and the dean, author of more than 20 books, No Democracy Lasts Forever, his most recent. Professor Chemerinsky, thank you so much for dropping by. It's great seeing you again.
Thank you for having me. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
You've taken gazillions of great photos, your kids, your pets, your desserts. And then what? What have you done with them? Well, FreePrints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With FreePrints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easy to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the FreePrints app, and it's simple to use. You just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why FreePrints is one of the world's favorite apps. Just get over to FreePrints.com and download the app, or you can download it directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints.com for the FreePrints app. I've been using this for years, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing. We got pictures all over the house from FreePrints. Check it out, FreePrints. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind? Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
You know, Tom, it's been 40 years since we've had an immigration bill.
And yeah, 86 was the last one?
I think it was 86. And in that 40 years, immigration has become the central topic, political topic. And yet here we go again. All of this crap that the Republican Congress has essentially just abstained from its assuming its powers. And they're passing tax cuts again, but no immigration bill. Trump's first term, he had a Republican Congress, no immigration bill. John Boehner said that they didn't pass an immigration bill when Congress was Republican and when Obama was in there because they didn't trust them to enforce it. And I was saying, well, what the hell is their problem now? Yeah. They got Trump?
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure you'd want the immigration bill that they'd come up with. But Paul, you always call in about legal issues here, and you're well educated in that realm. I'm curious your take on what Professor Chemerinsky had to say about this tax bill having a provision that would literally turn Donald Trump into a dictator.
Yeah, what I was thinking about was when he was saying that is I had a biography of Albert Einstein, and he became an American citizen, and he had a friend, another Swiss scientist who came in the 1950s, and the night before his citizenship hearing, he was telling Einstein, you know, Albert, this Constitution, I think there is, it's a recipe for despotism. And the book didn't say why he thought that. And I was like, and I can't remember who it was, and I don't have the book anymore, but I really wanted to know why he thought that, because really smart people can read things and say, oh, I see a problem here. And yeah, this is it. And you're right. The courts are being just basically, well, J.D. Vance said, ignore the courts. And now the Congress is willing to do this, is to stuff this. And it's going to be in there because this is a writer or a stuffer that they can put in, and they can pass this with reconciliation, too.
Yeah. Well, right? Maybe. I mean, that's Chemerinsky's big hope, is that the Senate parliamentarian will say this has nothing to do with budgets. The problem is that the provision says that no appropriated funds may be used. In other words, it references appropriated funds in the first words of the provision. So I think it's probably going to make it through, but we'll see. Paul, thanks for the call. Yeah. It's always nice hearing from you. Yeah. I appreciate it. Tom in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today? Tom in Pittsburgh, listening on SiriusXM. Going once, going twice. Jim in Auburn, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I called you recently about Trump not using FEMA, wants to defund it. And the recent storms down in Kentucky where people are dying and it's a mess and he hasn't given them any help. Also, when I was in Florida, like about 10 years ago, they went over with the sea levels rising. Florida's going to be underwater. What do you think the future of the South and the country looks like if we don't figure out a way to fix this global warming?
Yeah, it's going to, you know, there's absolutely no doubt about it that these severe storms are going to get worse and worse and worse. The warmer the atmosphere, the more moisture the atmosphere can hold, the more moisture it has, and the more heat it has, the more the heat is a form of energy, the more energy it has. That not only drives the ferocity of the storms. I mean, that one tornado in Kentucky yesterday was a mile wide. I grew up in the Midwest where we had tornadoes every single summer in Michigan, and I don't ever recall a tornado being a mile wide. I mean, yeah, they'd be 300 feet wide, you know. And the fact that the air can hold so much more moisture means that we're going to see many more of these massive flooding events, you know, where you've got these rivers of water in the sky that are just pouring down. So, it seems to me like the worst possible time to gut FEMA. But hey, they got to pay for a tax break for billionaires here. So FEMA's got to go, Jim. This is when we should be yelling and screaming at our elected officials, particularly if you have a Republican.
Well, the thing is, though, how many times can we keep rebuilding and then get it, you know, destroyed again?
Well, eventually, I think it's going to be the insurance market that's going to force, an end to reconstruction, or at least a change in the way construction is done. It is possible to build buildings that are hurricane-proof or tornado-proof. And it is possible to redo buildings in ways that can deal with, other kinds of natural disasters, including earthquakes. Jim, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. The Trump administration investigating and charging political opponents now.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3333.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Former Congressman Charlie Rangel has died. He was 94 years old and a long-serving representative from Harlem. New York Mayor Eric Adams.
We lost a great hero who served in the Korean War, Congressman Charles Rangel. He was a true American and a true committer to what's great about this country.
Rangel was a critic of the Iraq War and a surge in forces there.
Today you have to decide whether or not you want this war to continue and how many people have to die before it is stopped.
Rangel also founded the Congressional Black Caucus, and he was the first African American to chair the powerful Ways and Means Committee. He stepped down from that committee due to ethics questions, but he was reelected and went on to serve in Congress until 2017. He served more than 40 years. CBS News Special Report, I'm Cammie McCormick.